Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good summer Friday. You know, the off-air conversation we were having earlier is something I'd love to bring up here, but I don't know. I mean, you can't, wouldn't be able to say any of these words.
Okay.
But I ask my friends this all the time, and they don't say it either, but they will say the blank word, you know, or this word.
Mm-hmm.
But I was curious. I was like, I asked one of the power-ups, the higher-ups.
I said, are there words that if I, like, you know why, first of all, this came from my obsession of George Carlin,
okay.
The seven dirty words,
sure.
And all that stuff. So, and just fascination with curse words and things like that, like why certain things are so offensive and other things aren't. So I asked him, I said, if just out of context, completely out of context, if I were to tweet out a single word, would it get me fired? Are there any words, if I just tweeted out the single word, it would get me fired out of context?
Okay.
And he came up with four of them. He goes, let me think about it. He goes, I got four of them. Now, I'm not going to go and do this. You could think about this. Play alone at home.
That you would get fired.
Fired.
Not for. Suspended.
Not
fired.
Suspended. Fired for. But I will say, when I brought it up to Al Dukes, 4 for 4.
Really?
Right. I mean, and I've asked a bunch of people. Nobody got it like he did. I mean, he did it in like, it took him 1 minute, maybe even less. 4 for 4. He goes, bang, 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 bang. And I was like, did you guys talk about this too? He goes, no. I asked Eddie. Eddie was like, he took him 6 or maybe 7 to get the 4. He also introduced another one we had not talked about that I may have to go back and check. But yeah, 4 words.
Okay.
You can give me a piece of paper. I will not even come close to saying any of these things.
I'm going to just.
Just so you know.
I didn't write. Yeah. Are those at least?
No. Well, one of them.
None of really.
One, yeah, one. One of them is.
Really?
You got to think the third one. You got to think along that theme.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these are horrible things. No one should be saying. Let me get that out there. But I was just curious. I said, just because context matters in all things.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brain works in stupid ways. I sit around. I think about these things driving in. Context matters in everything. But are there words out there where the context doesn't even matter? That they're so bad and
there's
so offensive. That I couldn't put out there on my account without being fired. And he came up with 4. 4 in the entire English language.
I'm not surprised Al got them quickly, only because he is a
radio
guy.
Eddie struggled for being a radio guy. He struggled. You're struggling.
I am struggling.
You're struggling.
Yeah, because I don't know what direction to go in. The one you said no to, I'm fascinated that.
Well, which one of those? Which one that you're fast?
The top one.
Let me see it again. Yeah, well, he could explain that one away. So that one is, that's a word where he said I could explain that. Because if you were to call that person, like if you were to say blank and blank is that, then be a problem. But if it was just
okay
that word, he could say, hey, I don't know why, you know, it's not good. It's not good, but I can't, you don't have to be fired for it. I'd have to, you know.
Let me ask you this. When you tell me off air during the commercial break, and am I going to be like, oh.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I got no, I got nothing going on up here right now.
Really?
No, nothing.
My phone is going off. This is the worst part about this game, though, is that
you give the answers.
You can't give the answer. Like, you don't, like, unless someone wants to put the first letter and then the context. But, like, now people are texting me, like, I don't want to open up the text and have all these people saying, don't do that.
Right.
Because you don't know where these things go. Don't do it.
This is a tough game to play on the radio.
Can't do it.
Right.
But that's what I would like to do. You know? Bob Gelb has a take on this.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people do.
That's what we were doing off the air. These are the things I do. You know, I spend a lot of time around guys, playing golf, going to the Portly Village, or doing man stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up with these things. Like this. Or, you know, who's the most famous Canadian? Who's the most... Like, these are the
Sounds
things
fun.
I do. Because, like, it's like a... At some point, you can't just keep asking people about their personal lives anymore. You know, what's your kid doing? I don't know. You don't want to talk about that.
Especially when you're spending 4 and 5 hours with them.
Yeah, and then it's like, so you throw things out like this. You like get the brain working a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stuff like that. And the other thing is, too, we talk so much sports here that like someone who you're like off the air would say to me, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Like, I'll give him an answer, but I'm like, I really don't want to do this. I just did this.
Right. For four hours.
Go to the free Odyssey app. You hear what I think about tips.
That is very true.
There's one guy gave the number to. He goes to me, he's like, what do you think about the Mets? It's 888-808-1019.
That's right.
There you go.
Someone's on right now. Call them.
Give them a call.
It is amazing to me when I go into I go to Prime Barbershop in Middletown. The place is great. It's like an old school barbershop. It's really nice. They got great guys there. You walk in and it is everything you think it is. They are yapping back and forth about the game last night, the game's coming up, the weekend, fantasy sports, gambling. It is like, and I've said to the guy who owns it, Phil, I've said, put a camera in here. I'm like, this is, I think people would enjoy watching this because it's real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go out to a bar, the first thing that comes up are the games, are the sports. Can you believe this happened? Did you see that game? It really is amazing how, and then we do it all day, every day. And I know what you're saying. You go to escape it, and yet it's in your face.
Yeah. I do like hearing people's crazy gambling stuff, you know.
For sure,
I'm not talking about like crazy, you know, and you're betting more than you should, more just like what someone's thinking about a prop bet. Like I put $10 on, you know, Xander Schauffele to win the U.S. Open and the Edmonton Oilers to win the cup.
Yes.
And it's gonna pay me $150,000, you know, something like that.
And those are out there.
Yeah. And there was one where I think it was they had who was it that won the PGA? Now I can't even remember. Oh, it was Scotty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Scotty wins. They had Scotty to win the PGA, but then they had Cameron Young to win the U.S. Open.
Wow.
And it was like there was no reason. Like, if you cashed out, you got nothing.
Yeah.
But if you went with it was like, you know, six figures. It was wouldn't you go for it?
I met a guy the other day, and he had proof of it, where I think it was his friend's son who bet all of the major championship winners, the NCAA tournament, the World Series from last year, the Super Bowl. It was an 8-for-8 bet. And I think he put $100 on it to win like $115,000. His last two legs, so far he's 6-for-6, I believe. His last two legs, he's got the Oilers and the Thunder. And he's trying to tell him he can cash out now for like 80 grand.
Oh, you got to do it.
Or maybe not as, maybe it's 70 or whatever. But you can cash out for a huge number right now or let it roll.
For how much again?
I forget what the number was.
Have to be like 500,000 or something.
It wasn't 500,000. I want to say, I said 115. It might have been 150. And it could cash out for like 80 right now. So it was something crazy where on this $150 bet, there's a ton that you could take right now. And, you know, as everyone won, the cash out bet gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Now, the Thunder, you could have serious doubts right now about the Thunder. And with the Pacers now being up in that series, maybe the cash out number is down. I don't know. The Oilers, you know, after winning game one, the cash out bet could have been more. They lose these two games. Now they tied it up, obviously, but they were down two, and maybe the Cash App bet now goes up again. I don't know.
But boy, also, it's hard, so, it depends. First of all, it depends where you are financially. Like, if that $80,000 is life-changing, if this is Dave Portnoy doing this, who does stuff like that, you let it ride for the action. If you're someone where that's life-changing money, which is most of us.
Most people.
Right, you have, like that, you have to take the money.
I agree. I don't know how you don't.
I mean, if you're telling me that, you know, the Oilers are up 3-0 and the Thunder are up 3-0, then you're letting it ride.
That's different.
In the situation that you're in now, you got to cash out.
Yes. And he might have at this point. This was last week before these series really progressed to where they are now.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, you talk about choices. Holy crap.
Yeah. I mean, the only situation there that you'd end up, like, really regretting would be letting it ride and not getting a dollar. That would be the only situation.
Because even if you cash out and you would have won, you just cashed out $80,000 or $90,000.
Right. You're fine. On a $100 bet or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you take that every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when people go crazy and they get greedy. And, like, you know, you get, like, you win a bet, you know, I should have put more on it. You lose a bet, you say, I shouldn't have put that much on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what these issues that you have when you get involved. But I didn't do much with the U.S. Open because I didn't have, like, a great feel about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't really bet much
of it. I
only
did one. I took Colin Morikawa to go top five, and only because he was second in the PGA Tour in driving accuracy.
Oh, okay.
And I really thought if you can keep the ball in the fairway that you're going to have an opportunity to be there on Sunday with a chance to win.
Advanced analytics you were going with there.
I went with an analytic. I wouldn't say advanced. I think that's a very basic one. Doesn't mean anything. But you also took Aaron Rye, who I believe is number one in driving.
Yeah, I liked Aaron Rye and Denny McCarthy because Denny McCarthy's number one in putting. So those guys top 20, though, not to win, top five.
I went top five.
I mean, it's so like top 20, obviously the value isn't as great, the cash, but I mean, you have just a better chance of winning.
For sure.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah, no question about it.
Because you want to win. And how about, by the way, now I don't know, he might have teed off this morning. We have to take a look.
Who's this?
But Stephen Nicklaus, Dr. Stephen Nicklaus' son.
Was one under yesterday. That's amazing.
James Nicklaus.
Yep.
So I had been hearing about his career as a golfer for years because, you know, he had a lot of friends around here. Has a lot of friends around here, Dr. Stephen Nicklaus, including Eric Spitz,
mm-hmm.
who used to tell, he would, for whatever reason, when I would do that show on the Upside Down, you know, Spitz always wanted us after the show. We had a meeting after the show every single day.
Oh, we know.
So, yeah, so it was just unbelievable.
We used to talk about the walk down the plank.
Yeah, it was just...
There they go.
Yeah. So anyway, we would go down there and like it was he would be talking like that was the time that Spitz and Dr. Nicklaus would talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, man, his son James doing so well playing golf. This was years and years and years ago. So I've been hearing about this. He's 25 now. He qualifies for the U.S. Open for the first time ever. And he goes out there when you have guys like Shane Lowry who are six over or
and
Xander's
flipping
three over. They're losing their mind. And James Nicklaus goes out there and shoots under par. I mean, that's like a... Like, just stop it right now. Stop the story now, and you got a Disney movie.
He's on the leaderboard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it ends up for him, but it's a great start. But you could stop it now and make a Disney movie out of it.
There's no question. I think it's amazing. You see, they mentioned when I was watching it yesterday, they mentioned how many people qualified. Or not qualified, tried to qualify. You know what the number is? 16,200 and something. That's how many people tried to qualify for this event.
Wow.
And now
and
you take
all
away
probably
all the,
very good.
Yeah, you take away all the automatic bids, obviously. You probably had 16,000 people looking for like 60 spots.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about it. And he was one that got there.
And he got it.
Yeah.
And he went out there and at least in round one played great. I got to take a look now to see because he was an afternoon guy yesterday. So he has to be a morning guy today.
Which is even more impressive because I believe most of the low scores were from the earlier starts. And I know DeChambeau finished 3 over, Rory finished 4 over. For him to do that in the afternoon, really impressive. Very impressive.
So I guess he just teed off and double bogey one.
All right.
Well.
All right. Good timing.
Yeah. That's what CBS said. That wasn't a joke. Like, that was Waldron actually looking it up.
Yes.
Still a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, he's still all right. So he's 1 over. He's still on the leaderboard.
He's still fine. Yes. It is amazing, though, just in terms of the sport day to day, how different your swing can be. Like, a guy can go out. I was watching one over the weekend. I forget what. I think it was, might have been the DP World Tour. I forget. Guy shot 61 on Thursday or Friday and then came back and he's struggling to shoot par. Like, everything's going right one day. And the next day, you can't do anything. And it's a fascinating game. It really is.
I mean, I think the closest thing to it is baseball where a great pitcher can be unbelievable and then just one day just be so hittable, and a great hitter could be on a tear for a month and then not look like he's never hit a baseball before in his life for a month?
Yes, except for the fact that in baseball, it's still you versus another human. This is you versus you.
Yeah, true.
Not my, you want to tell me the wind changes? Okay, fine, the wind changes. But the swing doesn't and shouldn't. But it does for these guys, and it does happen from time to time.
Yeah.
Crazy game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and then you get the amateur angle of it. Guys like us who just want to still go out there.
So I will tell you, back in I think it was 2000, the best round of golf I ever played, I shot an 83, never played better. Came back same day, next day, same course, same foursome, 108.
Wow.
90, and I walked in thinking, we're going to win some money again, because I won a lot of money that morning. Thought I was going to take their money again, and they took me, for a ride. I got hammered that day.
So how about this? So the guy, Mike Villani, who does the podcast with Ravi Berger and Joey Coldcuts, who also does his Chicago Bears stuff, who's getting us involved in the Breezy Open in Jersey.
Yep.
How about this one that he had? We were talking about the parlays, the cash-out things. He had a three-team parlay at plus 14,000. He put $400 on Ohio State to win the national championship. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers to win the World Series.
Okay.
And then the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And it was $400 to pay $57,000.
Just for those three?
Yeah. His cash out option was $14,000. Hmm. What do you think he did?
Let it ride.
He cashed out.
He cashed out.
At $14,000.
Okay, I mean, listen.
And guess what? The Chiefs lost the Super Bowl.
And he walked away with $14,000.
On a $400 bet.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, see? I mean, that was, poof.
What was that? Plus what?
Plus 14,000.
Plus 14,000. What's funny to me about it, listen, you're trying to pick champions. I get how difficult it is. But those are, and he didn't go 3 for 3. I get it. Those are three of the favorites, though.
Yeah.
And that's something.
I know.
It's 14,000.
I mean, he could have done it. He had to have done it before the football season started.
I would think so.
Because that's the only time you're getting those odds, yes, really.
I would think so.
And remember, Ohio State, this wasn't a year where they were riding high,
that's
number
fair.
One.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
And the Dodgers hadn't really gotten it.
No,
done.
But the Dodgers were still the chalk pick.
Right. And the Chiefs, I guess, were too. Oh, it ended up being, $25,000 that he cashed out.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. So he...
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to win one of those bets once. I had the cash out option once.
Yeah, and by the way, that's like, you know, with a couple $100s, not like betting above
your head. Like the $5 five-team parlay?
Did you hit one of those ever?
It's so funny. So I did it for like 2 years. In one of the years... I did the video, but when I went to do my actual parlay, I changed one team and I hit that one. But on the video, I had chosen a different thing.
So on video, you lost them all, but in reality, yes, you did win
I
once.
I did win once.
Well, I mean, how many of them did you do? You probably lost like, $150 total in 2 years?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, $5.
Do you remember
what
you won
parlay.
The one time?
Maybe $300.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
You know, five.
You just
got to
win more than one time in 2 years. That's all.
Right.
And that was all with spreads, right? You didn't do money line
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, with spreads.
All that's why it was difficult.
Well, it's very difficult. You, for sure.
I mean, and that's not just, I mean, Al, it's just anybody who's doing that. It's just very difficult to do. It
sure is.
Man, I forgot about that. Al Dukes with the $5 five-team parlay. And then all the stuff that Izzo would do.
And then
all
the props he started coming in
with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had the... Weeble Wobble version of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little guy.
He would show up in all the things.
And then Caveman Jerry would show up. Oh, that was great. Those were fun.
They were fun.
But then he just ran out of ideas, right? It was just like, then it was
like
over.
Runs its course.
Yeah, it kind of ran its course. I mean, we could maybe bring it back one time or pick a couple things to do in the
like
season.
Week one, week five, week 10.
Get a little nostalgic.
Yes.
Once a month, you know, bring it back. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Oh, there it is. The $5 five-team parlay with Al Dukes. This is clearly...
Boy, you are pale.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
what is wrong with you?
This has got to be in the winter time. Yeah, Super Bowl, Miami, so January.
My God.
Yeah, he looks like Moby. Look how tan
you
are.
Look how dark I am.
Right. And there's like Sicilian Jerry.
Oh, my God. And
then
goodness. Wow. You look so pale. You look sick.
Yeah, it looks like you're going on an audition to be Dracula.
I'm also a freshly shaven face, which doesn't help.
Yeah. Wow. I knew that had to be January, like, or February.
Red blood cell in sight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry and Geo today with Boomer out. He will be back on Monday. And I was with Boomer playing golf for a couple of winners that had donated a bunch of money and won a charity auction to play out east. And who was there but the golf magazine guys that were in here the day before?
By chance or
yes,
you knew?
No, by chance.
Oh, wow.
So these guys that were in here filming stuff and we're talking about golf on Long Island just happened to be at Atlantic the same day that we were there. And I was like, would you guys put an Apple Air tag in my car or something? Just following me around. He's like, no. We've been here since 8 a.m. and we didn't get there.
You told,
but it was pretty cool to see them as I'm excited for this three-part documentary to come out. And when it does, I will put it out there for all to see. All right. CeeLo is here and he's got a really nice haircut. So I was saying, you know, the time that you had the horrible haircut that you had to fix yourself.
Yeah.
and it looked so bad that I pointed it out that I should
it was
at least,
dreadful.
Yeah, at least point out when you got a good haircut. Yeah. And someone did a really nice job and did the part there with the razor.
Yeah,
and
I asked for the hard part line.
Yeah.
And it came out okay, you know?
No, it came out good.
First try, it's not, you don't see it on TV because it's on the side facing Gio, not on the camera side, but it is there.
Yes. Yeah. And it's only fair. Point out your terrible haircut.
Appreciate
it. Point out your nice haircut.
Thank you. Jerry complimenting the matching shoes. Appreciate that as well.
Yes,
earlier.
That's so what we're doing here today.
Together on a feel-good Friday, you know?
We're just loving each other, you know?
It is summer, but it's freezing in here, so I got the long sleeves on.
Well, that was is.
And that was a miserable haircut. You had to fix it yourself. It was
I
so
mean,
bad.
I tried, but I didn't fix it. It was really bad. So needless to say, I've not gone back to that individual to cut my hair again. So yesterday I got one of the, you know, dependable regulars. So
you look like that one guy in Kid and Play. Remember Kid and Play?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Like a pencil eraser haircut.
I remember.
All right, CeeLo, what's going on?
You look like CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Pretty much. All right, Mets over the Nationals yesterday, 4-3, as they sweep that series 6-game winning streak. You had the Kodai Senga hamstring injury, though, as he was covering first base on the high Pete Alonso throw. Carlos Mendoza, we were bound to lose a pitcher to injury at some point, just as Boomer predicted here yesterday.
He's part of it. You know, every team deals with it. You know what? Like I said, we got to keep going. You know, we'll get him back.
Yes, but does this escalate the Frankie Montas timetable to return as he goes through his rehab assignment yet to pitch in the regular season for the Mets?
The decision with Montas is what's best for Montas, too. You know, like, we're not going to rush because of what happened today. Like, if he needs another one, we'll give him another one.
Now, in terms of Senga, he made sure to send word to Alonso that it wasn't the high throw that actually caused the injury. At least that's what he was selling after the game.
Senga went in and he sent the translator in. Basically told him, hey, I felt it on the step before the jump. So tell him not to worry about it. And that's what, you know, Senga really, that's what really happened.
But as we heard earlier, Pete was still taking it pretty hard after the game.
It just sucks. I mean, it sucks to be involved in that. I mean, Senga, I mean, he's one of our, he's one of our guys. He's one of our guys here, and it sucks.
Yeah, and Senga's claim that he already felt the pull before jumping for the throw. Did that help Pete at all?
A little bit, but I mean, it's, yeah, still, I mean, I feel... Yeah, it doesn't change the fact how I feel, and I'm sure how he feels right now. So, yeah, sucks.
Yeah, I had heard that he had strained it when he was practicing leaping because he knew that Pete was going to throw it over his head. So prior to the game, he felt a little twinge when he was leap practicing.
Impressive that he was able to throw a one-hit ball through 5 2/3 with that twinge.
It is amazing. He's played such a good first base.
I know. These tosses are
just awful.
I mean, yeah. it's a yip situation.
It really feels like it at this point.
But
yeah.
Of all the things that he could be doing, I think the yips doing that would be the best case scenario.
Yes.
Just keep hitting,
yeah.
You know, playing a good defensive first base outside of that, and then get this thing fixed. You'll be all right.
Just don't let it show itself in a big spot.
Oh, yeah. Never live that down. You guys had the caller liking it to the Rube Baker Major League 2 thing, right, Gio? Wasn't that your show recently?
What?
Rube Baker, Major League 2, when he had to look at the Fredericks of Hollywood magazine to throw the ball.
Yes. We did talk about
pitcher.
This. Yes. Yeah. The whole yip situation, yeah. Like I had with Boomer in the one softball game.
That was a rough one. I felt bad. I felt so
Hebrew
bad
house.
For you. He couldn't throw the ball back from the catcher spot.
It's embarrassing.
And
charity softball.
And it
starts because he started yelling at you.
Yeah.
Very quick because the first throw wasn't perfect.
Yeah. And the first throw was fine, just wasn't perfect. And then I started to try to aim it and be perfect. And I just couldn't throw it back at all.
Demands accountability.
Going. Yeah. I mean, and then, like, he always ends up saying the one or two things that just, like, you know, like, there.
Can't get out of your head. Yeah.
I told Jerry this, but I didn't tell you, I don't think. So we had played the other day. Together. It was another one of these things where it was charity winners. So Boomer comes up to me and first gives me some bad news about a person that we know had passed away that I didn't know about. So he delivers that news and then he's like, listen, you know, these guys were here and they paid for this, so we'll talk about this later. I don't want to ruin their day. And I'm like, absolutely, I understand. So now I'm thinking about that. And I know this guy and I'm like, oh my God, it's terrible. So I go up to the first tee box and we figure out the handicaps. And I'm supposed to get 12 shots off of the 7 handicap.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Boomer goes, we're going to give G 14. And the guy goes, well, why? I see his handicap. We're supposed to get 12. He goes, because I know how much he sucks. So I'm like, okay. So now I've got that.
Not emasculating or
right.
anything.
Right. right before I'm about to tee the ball up. All right. So at this place, this is, I challenge anybody to find a first tee box that is worse for someone that doesn't want somebody watching them.
It's intimidating.
Tee off. Because you've got the putting green to your left and you've got the driving range to your right and you're in the middle of it.
Wide open.
So I look over and for whatever reason, there must have been like six groups that were teeing off right after us. The putting green was filled. So these guys that are standing on the outside of the putting green. So they're standing there and of course I notice them. I'm like, these guys, that's a weird place to stand, you know? And I get up there. Zing! Right over their heads. A piss missile. They hit the deck. Boomer goes, look out! Not even four. Look out! And I'm like, God.
Bob Huesler in the newsroom back in the day.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, all right. I just found out that this person passed away. Now I just almost murdered somebody.
Oh.
I was like, my hand was like shaking. I was like, and I went up to the guy, took my hat off. I'm so sorry. I just, you know, I don't know what to say.
Was there anything from Boomer like, told you he sucks?
Yeah, right.
No, he was like, he goes, no, this is what was unbelievable. He goes, hit another one. I said, hell no. I said, no way am I hitting another one. I said, I'll play that one over there.
Oh, man.
There's no way. And then it's a bad start. I end up playing the best I've ever played at that place on the back. So I come in now and I'm happy with everything that has happened, and I sit down, and we have a drink after the round, and I'm just like, now I'm back in good graces. You know, I'm like feeling okay, good in a good mental spot. So we walk in, and Boomer walks in, and the bartender says, hey, Mr. Esiason, how's it going? He's like, I'm doing great. How are you doing? He goes, been great today. We had a little incident on the putting green this morning, but I went, and he goes, gee, you hear that? And I was like, yes, I did. Thank you for reminding me.
It's all you.
That it was me.
You bring up the handicaps. Did you watch the Barstool guys play Oakmont from the tips?
I didn't get a chance to.
Riggs is, I'm sorry.
You're doing this now too? Everybody does this. Everybody does.
He's a four?
Well,
no.
Do you realize? Okay, so this is do you know the history of this whole thing? He started a whole hater series because people are doing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he has them out and they play straight up. Uh-huh. And guys that are saying that they're six or seven handicaps that he's saying a four, and he beats like 90% of them.
All right. Well, in this particular video, not to give it away if you're going to watch it,
he shot like 108, I saw.
Trent.
Yeah. Beat him?
I think Riggs beat him by two. They shot like 104, 106.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he just had a bad day, but I was watching some of his swings and I was like,
it's an ugly swing. But he's been down this road before.
Okay. Well, I'm a novice with trying to understand those guys and all the matches that they play and everything. But it was a cool video because I was curious to see, you know, a lot of talk this week. What would an amateur shoot on this course?
Yeah, I still have to watch that one.
So. All right. Anyway, Mets homestand continues. Three games with the Rays beginning tonight. Clay Holmes, Taj Bradley, the starters. 7:10 first pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio. The Yankees, after a sweep of the Royals and a 1-0 win yesterday, or last night, I should say, with Devin Williams closing the deal in the ninth inning. They're on to Boston to face the Red Sox series opener tonight. Ryan Yarbrough and Garrett Crochet with coverage at 6:30 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. I know we're short on time, something I've wanted to get to, so I will do it now just because you bring up Boomer and the things that he can say to get in your head and all that. So Aaron Glenn, yesterday during his press conference, last day of Jets minicamp before they break for the summer ahead of training camp, Dennis Wasak, our guy from the Associated Press, asked him a question about when he was a player with the Jets, who did he look up to from a leadership standpoint and setting the example? So here was the question and the first name he came up with.
As a player, were there guys that you looked at, and as you were kind of thinking through the process, that guy's a leader, this is what a leader is?
Oh, that was easy. Ronnie Lott.
All right, so makes sense, defensive guy, secondary and all that, but the very next name out of his mouth.
But he was the real deal.
Coming out.
Boomer Esiason was another guy. James Hasty was another guy. Johnny Johnson. I can go down the line of the guys that I looked up to here, being here, who I thought really showed leadership skills.
There you go. Ronnie Lott.
So why doesn't he text him back?
That
That's a great question.
Maybe Dennis can ask that at the next press conference.
I'm the man right now.
Yes, you are. Got to say.
Yes, you are.
On the other side of things with the Giants, here's Darius Slayton as best he could explaining the Jameis Winston experience and what it's like to be around him and have him as a teammate. The Giants had an OTA practice yesterday.
It's like, it's so hard to describe. It's just like, how I'm talking right now, he'd be talking just like this, and it's just the random thoughts that come to his head, and they just come out. And it's like, we were talking about, you know, a slant. How did we get to Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know, it's like, just hard lefts. Like, I can't think of an exact example, but, like, that's how best I could describe it. It's just, like, random hard lefts. But then he comes right back on topic. So it's like, am I tripping or are you tripping?
It sounds about right. You get the whole experience with Jameis. So.
It would be fun if he was actually going to be the quarterback here.
Yeah.
To get him every week, but
never. He might be. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, it seems like Russell Wilson's. I mean, there. It's not going to be Jameis Winston. Russell Wilson.
No, I mean, I say maybe he could go down.
Oh, true. That is true. But then you would also, wouldn't you think?
Not in week two or three. No.
If you get past week six, week seven, it's probably Jackson Dart at that point.
I mean, unless they don't like what they see.
True. That is true.
I mean, he is here.
You give him the year. Good point.
Quick glance at the U.S. Open leaderboard. Brooks Koepka within a shot. He's 3 under par. J.J. Spawn with that bogey-free 4 under yesterday is still the leader. And Victor Hovland is at -1, 3 shots back. He had an interesting day as far as, like, not making any putts, but still somehow managed to shoot 71.
Yeah.
Saw a clip this morning of Jordan Spieth club twirling on a ball out of the rough that traveled about a yard. And Justin Thomas, who 3-putted from 4 feet for a double bogey.
I saw that. Couple lip outs, yeah.
Boys are struggling. All right, moment of the day from last hour as we, I won't say we uncovered, but we brought it to the airwaves here. Pete Hoppin, Midday Show producer, uncovering the fact that BT did not actually come up with the That's a Volpe song from back in the day, a couple years ago, trying to figure out a home run call for John Sterling. So that led to a lot of on-air hijinks with the Midday Show earlier this week.
When his bat hits the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe.
Not dead. It didn't start out too good. Not dead. When the bat hits the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe.
All right, so BT now has been presented with audio evidence and proof of this theft. So here was his immediate reaction to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that was, oh, that's AI right there. I honestly don't remember that.
Well, I certainly don't because I was on the overnight at the time.
I do not remember that. March 29th. So, again, my recollection of that was jointly made up with the Verdugo. So how do you do?
Wow. You notice Sal also is loving every second of
this. I mean, he's just laughing in his face. When BT seriously goes, now my recollection, you're stuck.
You guys suck.
Remember the whole thing about the drinking with the team with St. John's? Yes. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah. And celebrating.
Clearly trolling him about it.
Like a week later.
Yeah.
BT, one thing about the Yankees, but by the way, man, drinking with the team.
Like, hey, do we got to do this again? Do we really got to go down this road again?
Steam comes out of his ears, man.
Take it up your ass!
Oh, God, that's good.
There you go, fellas. Moment of the day. That's a Volpe ripped off from caller Willie 2 years ago.
Yeah, funny stuff.
As Pete Hoffman said, BT took it the next day.
Yes.
It wasn't like a time had gone on.
BT's giving me the John Sterling.
BT's giving me the suck it sign through the window right now.
Hopefully with a smile on his face.
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell.
He popped in. He said, I do not remember that at all.
I believe him. I mean,
it is funny.
There's a lot of things that I forget about. I mean, it's not like...
Sure. Jerry forgot about Chris Kreider's name mid-conversation.
I sure did. Yes, I did. And what we were talking about.
All right, CeeLo. We will see you sometime soon. I hope it's Boomerang Geo. Yeah. Next week. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Feel Good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I'm curious if you guys deal with this as well, even though the traffic down to Jersey once you first get out of here isn't nearly as bad as when you're going out to Long Island, something I've experienced many times, but I know that shore traffic does get nuts. But I have noticed it started last year and it has now continued into this year. That Thursday is the new Friday.
It's not even close. You are so right.
Amazing, the traffic on a Thursday. And Friday, I think everybody's just work from home or off or whatever it may be post-COVID. But it didn't happen right away. It happened to me, I think it started in 2024 when I really noticed it. But like Friday, getting home on Friday now is like nothing compared to what it used to be.
I did notice this last summer as well, whereas I used to try and get out of here as fast as I could to be ahead of it. And then you kind of notice, like, Thursday night, like, that's the crush now and the rush to get down the Jersey Shores, to get down. We went to Atlantic City last Friday. No issues. None. On a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we got down there in the exact amount of time you should, which is crazy.
Yeah. Like, we're going to Montauk. It's our 10th anniversary. We're going to go to Montauk coming up later this month. And Friday, we're going to go on a Friday night and stay. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, we're going to have to drive out there on a Friday. I never do that.
You'll be fine.
I'm going to be fine.
Yep.
Ain't no problem. Because everybody will already be out there, hanging out, doing their thing.
No doubt. I remember growing up, I had a friend of mine who used to have his parents had a couple homes in Long Beach Island. So you go, I'm talking exit 63 to Manahawkin. And then once you get off, you got to go, you know, through Manahawkin over the causeway before you get onto LBI. And if you went on a Friday, man, you knew you were sitting in traffic for hours. It was taking you three and a half hours to get down there instead of an hour and a half. But no, not anymore.
It was a Saturday morning once. It was the worst traffic I've ever experienced in Jersey. This one, I was going down to Nick Totoro's beach house to meet Beningo.
Wow, is that a weird one?
I know. And I remember driving from Long Island all the way down there on a Saturday. And it must have taken 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 45 minutes.
It can.
I was like, I almost turned around at one point. I was like, nah, it's a cool thing. Hang out with Totoro.
I would say so.
And then that's
and
when
Joe B.
Yeah, I mean, what a scene, huh? And then there was like a little bay area that they had. Well, it was more like a, I don't even really remember. I guess it was more like a river, but you could jump right off his deck into some water that wasn't the ocean. Mm. And there were jellyfish in there. And Nick Turturro jumped in, got stung by a jellyfish, and then told his son to, you know, go on his leg because that's what he thought was you're supposed to do.
Right.
He's like, this didn't work. It still hurts. And I was like, this, like, I was living in a fantasy land at that point.
It's an experience, though, man.
Did you know how good of a swimmer Joe Beningo is, by the way?
No.
He is an incredible swimmer. That's one thing I learned on that. Like, he's backstroking it.
Really?
Bro, look at this. Hey, what's going on? Jumps right in the ocean. He's like riding the waves and stuff.
Jawa, he loves to dance, so he loves to swim. That doesn't surprise me.
He's like, you would think there'd be like a long line of freestyling Beningos out there somewhere in Italy. It was amazing.
God. Yeah, but
it's that time of year, though, man. Everything's going to go nuts. You know, I was out there. Out east yesterday, and just the cars, the trip back home was like an hour and 15 minutes. A trip out there took forever. I'm like, hey, buckle up.
These are the types of times you realize how many people live in this area.
Ugh.
And I know it's crowded. Listen, it's crowded everywhere, and I get that. But there are some places where there's just too many cars, too many people. There's one day that's always really awful is like Christmas Eve around 2:30 in the afternoon, where everyone has gotten off from work and doing last minute things, running here. Traffic lights that are usually, you know, 3, 4, 5 cars deep are like 15 cars. Yeah. It's just tough area.
Yeah. And then you get out east on Long Island. It's so quiet when the weather's bad. Like you could just drive out there at any point. There's nobody around. Then all of a sudden, the second, you know, you have an 80-degree day, it's
well, that's a like locust come out. That's like Al.
Yeah.
Bradley Beach, yeah. Right? Wintertime, there's nobody. It's very quiet.
Very quiet, yep.
And then picks up. Has it picked up yet or not yet?
Weekends it picks up. In Belmar, where we did our show, that's busier during the week because that's more interesting to college kids and since they're graduated now.
Yeah. And then I mean, I've been down the shore there. It's like there's more like lights and stuff and it's like more two-lane roads. You get like out east, like there's everything's a stop sign. Mm. Like once you get out there and it's just like you see these like windy roads and these hedges and these stop signs and you're like stuck in the middle of nowhere for 45 minutes inching up and up. You're like, why am I doing this?
This car's like the one road into Woodstock.
Yeah, right. Basically, why am I doing this?
Mm.
What is it?
These are the times you live for.
No, I do, but I keep everything now within like a mile radius of my home because that's all I need. I got the golf course there. I got the boat. I got Fire Island. I got the restaurants, my house. That's it.
Is this going to be, I haven't looked, is this going to be a good weekend to suck off the area?
No, I don't think
for
so.
For real, no.
I don't think so.
Jesus.
I really don't. I thought it was going to be, I think today.
Yesterday was so nice.
I think today is going to be nice, but I think that we are not going to be.
You tell me Saturday and Sunday's not going to be good?
At least, you got to remember, we have different weather for whatever reason.
All right, tell me about our weather, guys.
Yeah, no. It's, no.
Oh.
So tomorrow I've got in Sayville 66 degrees with chance of rain 90%.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And then I got Sunday 68 overcast. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But after that, it looks awesome for like 2 weeks straight.
All right, good. It's about time. We haven't had a good weekend in 6 weeks.
Oh, I know. But today I think it'll be all right.
All right.
But tomorrow looks like hell. But Father's Day, maybe it'll be at least overcast.
Don't
got any
rain.
Big Father's Day plans?
My parents will come over on.
Yeah, that's all. That's what you do. Keep it, you know,
yeah.
Keep the family.
And I'm not golfing or anything like that. We're playing today. We're playing Monday. We're playing Tuesday. So I'll be around Sunday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.